Madam President, Director General of WHO, esteemed fellow ministers responsible for the world's health, distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen, allow me to express my sincere condolences to the people of the United Kingdom for the tragic loss of many innocent lives in Manchester. Namibia joins the world in condemning the attack and those behind it, and we hope that very soon the culprit will be brought to book to face justice. Namibia further wholeheartedly welcome and congratulate Dr. Tedros, new Director General of the World Health Organization. We stand ready to support and work with him and his team. We have no doubt that Dr. Tedros will take this organization to greater heights and build on a remarkable achievement and by the inspiring Dr. Margaret Chan, former director of WHO. In the same vein, Namibia believes WHO or other candidate, who stood for the election still have got an immense role and contribution to make to WHO and the world. Ladies and gentlemen, we believe the theme of this 7th World Health Assembly is befitting as the world grapples with weak and in some cases absent system for health, and as we face the challenge of global health security. We believe time is now to go beyond rhetoric and academic jargon that does not always transcend to the common men and women in the street. We need to reinforce and to strengthen people-centered healthcare services without leaving nobody, and cognizant that health and human rights are inextricably linked. Namibia therefore believes where there is no peace, no respect for human rights or healthy environment and the rule of law, and in the presence of poverty in its all form, there could be no strong, resilient or sustainable system for health. Namibia has come a long way in the last 27 years of our independence. At present, we are facing challenging economic times, and because of many competing needs in the health and social sector, and balancing the book and delivering the promise as we did, we are indeed facing a daunting task. But I see this as an opportunity for innovations, ensuring that every dollar is applied actually to the delivery of services and trim where we can. Our future lies in the hands of young people. Or our future lies in our young people. Namibia therefore believes in investing in this section of the population. Education, empowering them with knowledge and skill, will give them control over the health, over their own health, and determine their own destiny, almost about anything, including their overall well-being. Not so long ago, ladies and gentlemen, Namibia had the dubious honor of being ranked among the top 5 countries in the world with the highest number of HIV. Since 2000, the rate of new infection among adults had dropped by more than 50%, and significantly related deaths due to HIV has dropped. We have also successfully reduced the risk of mother-to-child transmission of HIV by 98.6%. We have further achieved a 70% ART coverage based on current treatment recommendation of WHO. TB and malaria keep challenging us, but we're making significant progress in this regard and in collaboration with our neighboring country, such as Angola, Zimbabwe, and Zambia. I'm however pleased to inform this House that efforts are currently underway to further strengthen this program on malaria and other endemic disease. Therefore, we have started implementing the treat and on HIV, we started implementing the treat all strategy and recommendation as recommended by WHO. Namibia is also proud to inform His Excellency, ladies and gentlemen, that as repeatedly advised at various platforms or in for many countries to increase their domestic financing of healthcare on healthcare program. Namibia directly funds more than 60% of our program, and we spend more than 30% on prevention. The motto of doing more with less and reaching everyone in our drive towards continuous provision of affordable quality health care and social welfare service for all Namibia is standing, and we adamantly stand by it. In conclusion, ladies and gentlemen, I would like to thank our development partners such as the European Union, Center for Disease Control, PEPFAR, USA and others in supporting our program. I thank you.